welcome to Road Talk, Navigating Your Journey, where it is our mission to empower Christians with boldness and courage in every place. This is Jacob Hawk, the host of this podcast. You may be sitting in your car in traffic, walking in your neighborhood, exercising at the gym, or just trying to relax after a long day, but we are thrilled that you have joined us to spend time in God's Word. For more content, writings, podcasts, and other materials, I invite you to visit drjacobhawk.com. May God bless you richly and have a great day. Welcome back to Road Talk, Navigating Your Journey. I hope that you are having a blessed day. This is episode 138 as we continue our series, How to Ruin Your Life by age 35. What we're going to discuss today, I think, is applicable for people of all ages, not just people in their 20s and 30s, even though maybe they struggle with this the most, but maybe you're listening to this and you're in your 40s or your 50s, you're considering making a career change, you have not yet reached the age of retirement, but you hate getting up and going to the job that you go to every single day. Well, if that's you, I think there may be something in here for you that can be helpful and hopefully be a blessing for your life. This is part 5 of this series, How to Ruin Your Life by 35. If you want to ruin your life by your mid-30s or even well beyond your mid-30s, neglect your gifts and strengths when choosing a career. Think about it this way. In a typical 40-hour work week, and I would say that most of America works well more than 40 hours a week, but just at 40 hours a week, that means you spend an average of 2,080 hours a year at work, which is actually the equivalent of 86 all-nighters. 86 days in a row, if you never went to bed, 24/7, would equal 1 year of work working 40 hours a week. Now multiply that times 40 or 50 years that you're going to work in the American workforce before you retire. With all of that time, don't you think you should be doing the right thing at the right place? Yet so much of America works jobs or they have careers that they hate. Why is that? Why do people choose the wrong careers for them? Well, I think the number one reason is money. People chase money thinking that money will make them happy. Some people end up making a lot of money, some people don't. But no one is happy if they base their entire lives on money. In fact, they're putting themselves in a very serious situation. As Scripture says, the love of money is the root of all evil. Not the money itself, but the desire to have more and more and more is going to lead to some pretty serious consequences in your life. Maybe people choose the wrong careers for the fame. They want to be well known, which, ironically, if you talk to many famous people, they wish that they weren't. I wish that they could live a little bit more low-key of a life. Sometimes people choose the wrong careers because of peer pressure, or family pressure, or external pressure for what other people say that they need to do. Sometimes people choose the wrong careers because they say, well, that will be easy. Is that the right reason to choose a career? Do you never want to be challenged? Some people on the other end of the spectrum, they say, I choose a career because it looks like it's going to be hard. Is that the right reason to choose a career? Do you always want to struggle? Sometimes people choose a career because they say it's what society deems as professional or what the world says is successful. You know, here's the thing. We should not choose a career based on what others want or even based on what we want. We should choose a career based on how God has gifted us. I call your attention to 1 Corinthians chapter 12, verses 14 through 18. Now, granted, this is a passage that describes the unique makeup of the church and how we all have different personalities and different gifts. But listen to these words. Paul says, the body is not made up of one part, but of many. He's talking about the church. If the foot should say, because I am not a hand, I do not belong to the body, it would not for that reason cease to be part of the body. And if the ear should say, because I am not an eye, I do not belong to the body, it would not for that reason cease to be part of the body. If the whole body were an eye, where would the sense of hearing be? If the whole body were an ear, where would the sense of smell be? But listen to this line. But in fact, God has arranged the parts of the body, every one of them, just as he wanted them to be. In other words, the foot's the foot because God wanted the foot to be the foot. The arm's the arm because God wanted the arm to be the arm. God did not want the arm to be the foot, and he did not want the foot to be the arm. Everyone has the personality they have and the giftedness that they have because that's how God wanted those gifts to be dispersed. Now, let me ask you the question. If that's true spiritually, why would it not be true professionally? Paul would make a similar statement, Romans chapter 12, verses 6 through 8. He says, we have different gifts according to the grace given to us. If a man's gift is prophesying, let him use it in proportion to his faith. If it's serving, let him serve. If it's teaching, let him teach. If it's encouraging, let him encourage. If it's contributing to the needs of others, let him give generously. If it's leadership, let him govern diligently. If it's showing mercy, let him do it cheerfully. The key part in that verse, all of our gifts come from God's grace. And God gives that grace to the people which he wants to have it. Grace in that context is not forgiveness, but grace is that of giftedness. So some big takeaways from both of those passages. Number one, if you're talented at something, there's a reason. Number two, if you aren't good at something, there's a reason. Number three, some things you should do, you haven't yet realized God has equipped you to do. And number four, some things you aspire to do, God doesn't intend for you to do. So when you boil that down to a career, how do you find out what God's career is for you? Well, a few basic questions. What gets you motivated? What gets you excited? Do you think God wants you to do something your entire life that doesn't motivate you or excite you? I mean, he's gifted you with the gifts you have and the passions you have for a reason. On the flip side of that coin, what gets you frustrated? God doesn't want you to spend all your days hating what you do. What makes you bored? I mean, what one thing do you wish you didn't have to do anymore? Well, find out what that is and don't do it for a living. Some people say you experiment and you eliminate. Picture in your mind a funnel. You know, the funnel is real wide at the top and it narrows down as it gets to the end of the funnel. I think it's reasonable to say that at the top of the funnel, that's what life is like in your 20s. You experiment with a lot of different industries or different jobs. And as that funnel begins to narrow when you get to your 30s, maybe your early 30s, you start figuring out, this works for me, this doesn't. So that by the time you're at the end of the funnel, maybe in your 40s and early 50s, you've figured out, this is what I'm supposed to be doing. This is where God has gifted me. This is where I excel. This is what I'm good at. This is where my passion and purpose lie. Now, I do want to make one note, just to clarify. Sometimes you have to take a job to pay the bills. And maybe it's a job you hate doing. Sometimes you have to take a position to put food on the table, to fulfill other responsibilities, and that's an honorable thing to do. But there's a difference between a job and a career. A job is something you do to make ends meet. A career is where you're going to spend a lot of your time and focus a lot of your energy. Don't settle for a career. And most importantly, don't focus on the career. But focus on Christ. How can I use this career that God has gifted me to do for God's glory? How can I use this career to make disciples for His kingdom? That's how people focused on Jesus live. And those are the questions that they ask. As always, thank you for spending some of your time today here with me at Road Talk. Keep your eyes on heaven, and I can't wait to talk with you next time. God bless.